Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, Earth Angels. Warm greetings to you. Make yourself at home. This is Sparkle Bomb Radio. I am Venus, Master Mary Rose, your golden era anchor, broadcasting 100% divine love from Vancouver, BC, Canada, to help light your way today. Come on in and say hello to everyone. Share with us where you're tuning in from on the planet and how you relate to this episode. I am here for the upliftment of the planet. And if you're in alignment with this, then this station is on your wavelength. Let's get cosmic. Ha, does anyone want to say hi yet? Hello? 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 Okay, awesome. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome. Where are you tuning in from?
Thank you so much. I'm calling from New York.
Yay, how's New York today?
Excellent.
Oh, good.
Excellent.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Did you have anything you want to share with us?
I was wondering if I may ask for an angel message.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Let's go get our angel cards here. Did you have a specific question in mind?
If work will improve for me, please. I started an online business.
And did you have a specific question about your business?
Yes, if it'll improve. I made some changes recently, so I'm wondering if it'll improve because of those changes.
Mm-hmm. Let's tune in. Are you comfortable? Sitting comfortably? Okay. So let's tune in with your angels that are surrounding you already, that work with you behind the scenes, subconsciously and consciously, that protect you and your business, your service.
Thank you
to
so
yourself.
Much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Get comfortable to the planet. Ah, will her business improve with these new changes? Ooh, okay. So I pull three cards. Okay, so these are doorways for you to open. The angels are presenting doorways that you just need to open with confidence. Keep your frequency strong. In confidence, you'll find your way. Every day, you're opening new doorways of creativity, and this is the Empress card. So acknowledge yourself as the Empress and the leadership role that you play through your business, that your heart is able to be strong and strongly creative. Were the decisions you made very creative?
Yeah.
Good. So just continue to walk through the doorway of creativity. Continue every day with that fresh vibrance that gave you the inspiration to make those changes, because you've made it even easier to walk through your doorway of creativity and able to stabilize your expression of being divinity, being royal, being a leader at this time as an empress.
Wow.
So that's card one, number one. Did you want to hear about the two other cards that we pulled here?
Please, yes. If you have time, that would be fantastic.
We do have time. Let us always remember that we do have everlasting time. So let's go into the second card. Is another gift, another doorway. All right? Is another aspect of yourself that you, these are beautiful cards, by the way. All three are so powerful. So the High Priestess of who you are. So when you think of a priestess, she may be worn out, she may be overwhelmed. That's not the feeling. You're lifted yourself up. By making these changes, you created a doorway to open and lift yourself up into it. So you may feel a little unsure of it. Just toss that unsurety aside, because that vibration is only holding you back from just opening the door with your intuition. So acknowledging your creativity and as the Empress of who you are, and also stepping into your high intuitive powers, your high integrity, able to precisely be alert when needed, and your angels will tap you on the shoulder. You will feel in your gut when you need to focus on something, and allow yourself to step into that focus like it's your sacred ritual, whatever you're doing, but allow yourself to rest and not feel burnt out. So I think the changes you made must have helped with strengthening your ability to move on your intuition. Would you think that is true?
Yeah, because I hadn't thought of it before, and it kind of just came to me when I went for a walk.
Yeah, that is exactly, you're listening to the whispers of your heart, you're listening to your intuition, you're listening to your gut instinct, and so just trust that your timing is perfect and everything is lining up. Just keep walking through that doorway, because there are other doorways all the time. You know, you can end up walking in another burnt out direction, or in a very, I don't know, not so liberating sensation. You want to pull on the sensation and think from that place when you do your action, and then trust when you're not doing action that it's time to just rest and savor every moment, restoring yourself. So it will be successful. All of these strengths, these two we already talked about, are showcasing in this moment for you, which is able to stabilize your ability to create success. And not just success on, okay, this is really working, but I'm not making money. And not just success on, okay, I'm making a lot of money, but I don't feel satisfaction. It's that complete package, the whole package. You want to focus on that every day as a high energy, as a leader, as an empress. Allow yourself to take a moment to continue to dissolve doubts ahead of time by centering yourself and believing in that high frequency and letting it just merge through your body, letting your muscles relax and ease yourself into knowing, you know what, you know, I'm maybe quite used to feeling that much satisfaction, but you can step into it and ease yourself into it, knowing that, yeah, you can handle satisfaction. Keep encouraging yourself to handle satisfaction. And the third card we've got, another amazing royal position, is the Queen of Gems. So this, yeah, this, what you've discovered, and you will continue to evolve your business and your steps, but the frequency and the action you decided to take matching up right now is a remedy for yourself, and it's a remedy for your loved ones, and it's a remedy for the whole community, and therefore the whole planet is feeling this good vibration, and you stepped into your position. You're surrounded by crystal energy, the energy of the earth, and the minerals support you and nurturing you right down to your bone, helping you stabilize. So blend your time. Do you do healing work? Is it in healing work that you're working, or what kind of work are you doing?
It's creative. It's there's writing and filming, and you're right. It's helping to support an artistic community, especially mm-hmm. women.
Mm-hmm.
In the
wow.
arts. So yeah, arts are healing, I would say. So yeah, I guess. Go on.
Yes, and to see that, see that what you're doing is nurturing and a high level of healing. So. Allow yourself to welcome and notice crystals and gems and elements of nature. Bring that in. It will help you feel the solidity of what you're doing. Each crystal that you might work with just on your own time can help solidify and stabilize the sanity needed to repel any stress around this and to continue to nurture the creativity in yourself. And it sounds like in the community directly. So that's wonderful. Very good
wow.
reading. I say yes. That definitely sounds like a lot of success. You just need to step into it and continue to take care of yourself.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. That was amazing.
You're welcome. Have a beautiful night. And we're going to continue it into the guided meditation. You ready?
Beautiful night to you as well. Yes, thank you.
Okay, thanks, New York. All right, so it's excellent in New York. Do you hear that, everyone? So let's step into the light wherever you're. You may have picked up some lessons right there that stabilize you. Take it in, make it your own recipe of understanding how right now creativity is such a powerful factor. Vibe strong. Stand up to tyranny with me, Venus. Here we are going into a guided meditation with me. I'm Venus, Master Mary Rose. Let's go into your very own bubble of healing energy. This healing energy that generates wisdom, that generates protection. Allow yourself to get comfortable, whether you're doing an activity or not. Allow yourself to feel comfortable and feel wisdom rising up within you and saturating your cells and your aura, strengthening your body and your psyche. Let's bring more light. You feeling some light tingling from deep within your sparkling light of life force that connects you with the cosmos, with celestial support? Light a little candle. Let a little candle inside. Feel that light. Feel the warmth. Warm in your heart. Warming your whole atmosphere. And feel how you are not alone. We are lighting up in the dark. Many listeners online. Hello, listeners. Get comfortable. Maybe you do want to light a little candle. This is our peace vigil. Let's step in. Let's acknowledge that we have been a light in the dark. Every day, every night, we've been looking to the truth, to wisdom, to calmness, and we've been lighting our peace vigils. And if you had any frustrations or fire or irritation that was overwhelming, shrink it down into a little ball. Smoosh it up. Let it dissolve in the purity of light of who you know you really are. It's not your fault. There's a lot of stress. Let your light burn all that excess overwhelm, any stress or fear or doubt. Just let your muscles relax. Feel your strength. Even in any darkness, feel your soundness, feel your sanity. Know who you are. And in knowing who you are, take a deep breath, sigh, relax. Whether you're lying down, sitting, or standing up, let's take a deep sigh of relief together, all around the world. Wow. This is the best thing you could be doing right now. Allowing yourself to feel relief. Feel the light within you, throughout you, and all around you. Reminding you who you are. Knowing that you're not alone. Come into your very own fruitful existing experience. Allow nature to wrap you in her loving arms and remedy you on every level, giving you reassurance. Feel Mother Earth's energy and connection with you, helping you to stabilize a high heavenly frequency in your mind, in your emotions, in your body, in your aura, in your atmosphere. High heavenly frequency glowing from deep within you, fully throughout you, and honestly, all around you. Yes. You are true, and you are fruitful. You are prosperous. You are invincible. You are immortal. You are everlasting, and you are able to understand and observe and navigate. Relax. Allow your body to come into its strength, into its relief, into its power. Into its serenity, allow your soul, your spirit, to feel even more comfortable in your own body. Throw off anything that is false, delusional. Just let it go, and the truth remains bright, shining. Come the truth. The truth of your prosperous existence. Allow this frequency to shift and shape your life in the way you find most satisfying, most beneficial. Let's enter this golden age as the beneficent earth beings that we are. This golden era where divine light rules the world and hell on earth is pushed back to where it came from. And heavenly frequencies on earth thrive, regardless of tyranny. Any tyranny over humans, over nature, it is not more powerful than our true divine essence. It is not more powerful than Mother Earth's true divine powerful nature. Light a candle. Light many candles. You can beam right now. Beam with me today, tonight, tomorrow, forever. Let us enter our own version of valiant victory from this point forward, because it is now that we are able, and it is now that we are ready take a deep breath in, relax, breathe easy, breezy, breathe naturally, allowing your body to vibrate with light. I'm going to play the singing bowls. I'm going to play the singing bowls with you. And I have my selenite unicorn wand, and just waving it. Clear any negativity. Purify our minds. Thank you for the power of the unicorn to cut through any negativity and dissolve it, to alchemize it. Feel your healing energy come back to you. Feel stress leave your body, your mind alone. Reclaim your strength, your immunity. Allow your mood to smile through your body. Feel every inch of your body, your heart, your mind, your spirit smile with genuine, authentic joy and powerful, permeating, contagious happiness. Relax your body. Strengthen your psyche. Take a deep breath now, right into the lungs. Strengthen your psyche. Place your fingertips on your forehead. Massage your forehead. Circular. Right between the eyebrows. Relax. Relax. There's been a lot to progress. You are worthy of courage. Allow yourself to process and integrate. Lower stress now. Breathe easy. Naturally. Let's add our singing bowl. These are metals of the earth. And every time I play them, they are unique. It is about the intention of the player. I'm here for the upliftment of myself, my loved ones, and my community, and that includes you. I'm here for the upliftment of the living library of planet Earth. And if you're in alignment with this, then welcome. Welcome. Make yourself comfortable. I'm here to be your guide in vibrance, in tranquility, in relaxation. And as the bowl plays, the elements of the earth that are melted into this beautiful bowl from the Himalayas, this golden bowl, the wood with the skin of an animal, all of these elements rubbing together, creating a language beyond words, opening ourselves to clear radiation, to make us resilient to stress, resilient to radiation, resilient to lies, resilient to disease. Allow yourself to vibrate and receive the message of high heavenly frequency to earth. Open yourself to information needed, whether it be in visualization, imagination, that just comes to you, resonates with you, creates with you in divinity. Allow your face to relax, your jaw to relax. Close your eyes and receive goodness nurturing you, calming you, soothing you. Okay, so I am welcoming anyone else who would like to have a quick reading to bless us all with some more angel readings for this time right now. If you're up for sticking around, I'm up for bringing some more messages from the angels right into our live tonight, and specifically, hello, where are you from? Hello?
Hi, it's Nathaniel from California, Sparkle Bob.
Oh, hi, how's California?
Hi, where are you at?
I'm in Vancouver, British Columbia, up in Canada.
Oh,
we're West Coast, baby.
Yeah. Well, I enjoyed that meditation. Thank you.
Oh, nice. I'm glad I could be of help. I'm not sure if we will be cut off in 60 seconds, but if we can keep talking, do you have an angelic question?
Yes. Do you see me moving or getting a job or any kind of thing coming in, a new girlfriend? I don't know.
Some sort of change you're looking for.
Yeah, I'm probably in a big change right now.
Okay, so you're feeling movement, maybe some big change of moving here. Is that it?
You think so? Yeah, I think you think so.
Oh, you know what? Whatever. Okay, so I've picked the Hermit card has come to us. Are you familiar with the Hermit?
Sure. The nice card.
Hermit card. The Hermit card is your medicine, introspection, whatever makes you feel comfortable, wherever you want to live, that you feel like, hey, you know what? This is how I want to live. And it could be right where you're living now. The location is about a frequency that you're craving. So it could be where you're living right now, but it could be like you sense, you know what? I'm going to move over here because that's going to feel even more comfortable. So you want to acknowledge that you are going through an introspection period, and that may mean that whatever change you're making to create this introspection comfortable space could change. It could be temporary. So don't think of it as, oh, this is where I'm going to move to, and then that's it. Think of it as whatever's going to make me feel comfortable to create the bubble I need to do a lot of observation, do a lot of inner work. Whatever that means to you, whatever that looks like to you. Does that sound appealing to you?
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of nice self-nurturing and reassessing what's significant. And putting focus on what's significant, even if it's just something really simple, like, I don't know, like plants come to mind for some reason. Do you like plants, or have you bonded much with plants?
Do I like print, you say?
Plants, like flowers, gardening,
oh,
plants.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, this sanctuary is like... Think of the best sanctuary, I don't know, like a library, something like some sort of writing and library and plants. I'm like feeling like you're in a solarium, this sensation of your own personal bubble that feels really good for you. Fulfillment. So is this may lead to something very quickly for you. This introspection, you could right away dig into something. I don't know if there's some sort of fulfillment in the direction you wanted to take with work. You are feeling drawn towards work. Take something that feels really fulfilling. It could be just the sensation is fulfilling. It may not look, but then you're like, oh, that this is feeling fulfilling. Feel it out. Feel out what your options are. I think the hermit space will really give you a place to observe without needing to feel pushed or rushed about what your choice is. Yeah, with fulfillment, you've got to really tune into what's satisfying for you. Do you already know what kind of work it is you're looking at that's satisfying?
Well, I've been doing security work for the last few years, but I went into kind of a bad spell where I lost my house and stuff about 7 years ago, so it's been kind of tough. But I've been getting out of credit card debt, and I'm really trying to manifest millions, soon. And I'm just working as a security guard. I don't know if I was going to try to work in a marijuana dispensary place. I don't know if you think that's good for me, but they just have a resident application. But I don't know. They might. What do you think about
that? I think that's awesome. I think if you feel really good with how you jive with the people, don't jump too fast. Feel out how you jive with the people at the in that industry. I think that's a great industry to be a part of. It's wonderful. And you want to feel like it's a good space, like it's not shady at all. You want to feel like, okay, people are good to each other here. I like it. So I think that is a good choice for you. And at the same time, I think you could work a job where you have your hermit space and doesn't matter what's going on with the people, as long as you feel like that's good enough. You're not expecting to have the perfect amount of crowd, but I think you have a very positive effect. I think that what you're asking about is fulfillment. I think that there is a fulfillment in there for you and that your hermit space will be nurturing you no matter what. But I think you find a lot of fulfillment in what you could bring to the space you're looking at for a job. So I think, yes, check that out for sure.
Yeah, security is kind of getting old, I just get around. There's a lot of homeless and stuff I have to tell to, like, move on or something. There was somebody breaking in. They saw them breaking into cars or, they picked up rocks or bricks or something.
You did your duty. Yeah, you did your duty, and you have a lot of understanding about what goes on with that industry, with the security, and what's going on with the street or what's going on with people, which is very wise insight that you will always use. But it doesn't mean you have to carry on being that security. You will always have that nature of being security and being supportive and understanding.
Yeah. It might be kind of more fun, and I get to meet some people.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll be it might be a little more sometimes security. At this place, I got to call dispatch and stuff, and they're always wanting to do. They have track tick and stuff. I have to go and take a break when they do tell me to, or start a tour of something. I'm really kind of not liking where I'm at now. And,
I think you'll find the fulfillment of being able to interact with people at this job in a way that you weren't able to open up with security.
Yeah,
you have to be kind of curious and not really talk to people.
Yeah. A lot of the other control people, they're intimidating and stuff, and I don't like wearing the badge and stuff, and people want to single you out, if they don't like cops, they don't like security guards or jail people or anything, so it's like, well, I really don't want to do this anymore. But it has its good benefits, depending on what post you go. If you do a fire watch, that's just where they watch a vacant building, It doesn't, the fire equipment isn't working. So a lot of your independent whatnot.
Yeah, it's fascinating. You know,
but I play guitar and stuff, and I do astrology. So every day of the year, I know something. So like Muhammad Ali was born the day of the heavyweight, and Einstein was born the day of relativity. So I'm really good. I've guessed birthdays and stuff. I'm born the day of ironic insight. So everybody's got a day. Jimi Hendrix was born the day of electrifying excitement. And, you know, so it's like everybody's got the day. So it's kind of amazing.
You
Leonard
really
Rocky
are
was born
walking
the day.
Library.
Yeah, I have all that. It's kind of a photographic memory. I have like hundreds or thousands of birthdays remembered. So like Donald Trump was born the day of the Gusty confrontation. Lincoln was born the day of the Unifier. Yes, Gusty confrontation. He's always picking fights. Lincoln was born the day of the Unifier. He tried to unify North and South. That's supposedly. And then so everybody's got a different day. That Kim Jong-ju guy or what's the other thing later is born the day of the Big Bang. Bowie and Elvis Presley were born January 8th. So everybody born January 8th. So like I can tell you what year you are, you know, your family member, your mom was or something. So like I kind of do readings.
You
know,
you could offer this on the side. This would be your side hustle for sure, right? So you have a way of doing like this type of report for people.
Because
you could go ahead with your cannabis idea. And do these as well. Like, you could go ahead, you know, with your cannabis adventure. I think that will bring you fulfillment. And then I think this is also a beautiful side hustle. Like, you know, in a really simple way, you could be offering these and just see how it goes. You know, just allow yourself to develop a way to sit down in a session or to even just say, oh, I'll email it to you, my report on what your thing is about. You know, you just ask some little details. You know, you should play with the, you're really talented at it, and I think it will be something you love to do as a hermit vibe,
I'm a songwriter and guitar player, too, so I kind of do that. You know, be playing, you know, acoustic, and then go into, like, readings in the audience and stuff. So
that
it's like, you know,
great.
I
think
it's amazing
very much
how,
about a joy, Like, see this, I can hear how it brings you joy, right? And it brings you fulfillment.
Yeah, you could tell how it,
I was
kind of asleep there, and all of a sudden I woke up when I started talking about it.
I love it.
Like,
and
what day were you born on?
What day are you born on?
May 1st.
May 1st,
the day of ironic insight.
Ironic insight.
So, like, it goes into 48 different weeks, too. So Taurus 1 is the week of the manifestation. And then Taurus 2, from May 3rd to May 10th, is the week of the teacher. And then Taurus 3, from the 11th of May to the 18th of May, is the week of the natural. And then the cusp goes from the 19th to the 24th. And that's the day, that's the week of... let's see, is it like energy or something? Yeah, energy. So they have too much energy, those people. They can't go to sleep at night. They stay up awake at night. So so it goes into all the 48 different weeks. Yeah, but what's that?
Oh,
and then I do the
handwrite these things
too.
Out. You need to, have you handwritten these things out?
I've handwritten them out, and then I can record them on my phone, you know, by the speaker and stuff. I really should write a book.
I can see you. See you in your hermit space. Write it out by hand, and just play with it. Every time you get a little inspiration, just sit down in your focused space and write it out. You know, in your little bubble space, whatever that is to you. That's the location you're creating, whether it's where you are now, like, or if you move, you find something, okay, this is good. But you could settle into that vibration right now, into that writing is beautiful way to just think of it as your spare time, but is also like really powerful, really important. I say go ahead with the cannabis industry. This looks really exciting.
Yeah, you know, it might be a lot more fun meeting people and playing around. And, you know, sometimes I got a lot of free time, you know, on the security things. I could call, like, shows like this and then stuff. Yeah. But sometimes when I got to move somebody or the client gets upset or, you know, the boss gets upset or something, and, you know, I'm just, you know. Right now, they haven't given me a permanent post, and I've worked for the company for a while, but I had colon cancer about 6 months ago, so I was off.
Oh, wow.
I've had one round of chemotherapy, which I never recommend, but I was kind of in the off work, and I thought they said, well, you should have it, and then I found out it was only preventative, and then, you know, I really didn't need to do it, and so I only did it once, and they wanted to have it do me 12 times, or and then they said, well, maybe 6 times. And then somebody says, well, you only did it once, the helper or somebody, the counselor guy or something.
Yeah, so you have, like, this whole connection with changing from chemotherapy reality to a cannabis reality.
Yeah, the Rick Simpson oil actually.
That's a good experience to have when you're talking with customers about it.
Yeah. You know, because the Rick Simpson oil is supposed to be really good for, you know, healing cancer, but
it's
full spectrum.
Oh, very good.
As long
as you have quality, you can get the quality properties out of it. So it's an important place to be, is working with the plant. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'll be very powerful, and you'll be able to share and exchange lots of amazing stories with people and be able to help a lot of people, customers. And I think your joy will be brought to the place as well with your staff that you might be working alongside with. But it won't even stick to you if people aren't in a good mood, but I think you'll have rub off on them. Yeah, because people are going through a lot in every industry right now. You know, the emotions that are going on. I think you have a very relaxed maneuver that would be very
beneficial. I just saw one mother couldn't get diapers, and she started crying. You know, she could tell all kinds of things are going on, you know. I've been working. And,
diapers were the last
I've been
straw.
Seeing it.
Yeah.
So it kind of worked out for me. Actually, I was just supposed to stay at my brother's for like a month, and his wife went to China. I kind of don't know why he married some gal on the internet from China when his wife died a couple of 5 years ago. And she was actually going to
That's
Wuhan.
That's a mystery right
she,
there.
What's that?
That's a mystery
but,
right
she,
there.
well, she got stuck in